Welcome back to the show, Mona Scott Young. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Mona Scott Young's episode of Being kicks off the new season this Saturday on Centric. What is Being, Sib?
Being is their documentary series in which they delve into the lives of African Americans. And this season, they're kicking off with some dynamic women, as demonstrated by Mona Scott Young being the first person this season. Brandy's going to be one of them. Michelle Williams and Jasmine Guy, amongst others.
And Tasha. And Mona Scott Young, if you don't know, is creator of VH1's Love and Hip Hop, the highest rated reality show on cable, and most controversial because everybody says it's so ratchet.
But they all are watching.
See, that's the thing. Mona, it's like that wreck on the side of the highway.
You just gotta watch.
Exactly. You just can't tear your eyes away.
But you know what I'm looking forward to, Mona? Not only talking about, you know, how you got started with Love and Hip Hop and all of that, but all of your business acumen as well as your personal life. I think that what I have come to admire in reading and learning more about you is your growing up, you know, being born in Haiti, being raised by your mom and how she worked so hard.
No, and I appreciate that, but I have to say, I was not born in Haiti. My mother and father were.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually born in Manhattan, in New York.
Okay, well, that's different. Yeah. Some people say it's the same. Some say it's different.
Well, I think somebody thought it looked good on the bio. I don't know. I don't know how that got started. But listen, I'm very proud of my Haitian heritage, and I love the country. But yes, I was born in Manhattan, in New York.
And did your mama really carry a refrigerator on her back?
Right.
You know, my mother's done a whole lot of things in her living. I have learned everything I know about being a hustlerpreneur from my mama.
Hustlerpreneur.
She's no joke.
And does she watch Love and Hip Hop?
Absolutely not.
What about your children?
No, my children don't watch it either. You know, my son just turned college. He's in college now. He's 18. He's more aware now of the show because, you know, he's a grown man now. But prior to that, he never watched the show. I had him come to the reunion once, and he was like, what the heck? So,
is there some stuff you shot that you didn't put in the show?
Yeah.
Where? Is there ever things that we shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you use everything you shoot?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Of course, well, no,
was it was,
I
what, mean, was it any one thing that you said, this is just too ratchet, I can't put this on here?
God. You know, that term ratchet always gets to me. But listen, we shoot, we do a whole lot of shooting. So, of course, there are things that, you know, don't make it onto the screen. But we try to structure the show so it feels like a modern-day soap opera. So a lot does end up in there because you need to connect the dots. You know, people tune in every week to see the continuation of what's happening. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that the narrative makes sense and we, you know, put as much of it on the screen as possible.
I'm looking forward to people having an opportunity on Being to see your full life, because I think you're not only, as we talked about, your family and how you, you know, got your entrepreneurship from them, but also your relationship with your husband, just from what I've read, is just so inspiring for those of us who are still looking for that partner, you know, who can handle a strong woman, but be the real partner and take care of things at home.
No, absolutely. I always have to give him credit. You know, it sounds like I'm obsessed, but he's an incredible dude standing right here looking at me like, you better say the right thing. No.
Right. There you go. There you go. That's right, man. I'm glad you're there.
No, he's an incredible support system. Absolutely. When I say it, I'm not even kidding. There is no way for me to do what I do without him holding it down, making sure I'm straight. You know, he's been the primary caregiver for our kids. I'm bouncing around the world all the time. So he definitely is my backbone, the yin to my yang.
That is so cool. Well, I'm looking forward to being returning tomorrow night or Saturday night on Centric.
Saturday night. And for me, it's great because I think I did it because I realized that a lot of the, you know, narrative that existed out there was in part my fault because I really didn't open up and share the other parts of my life. And I wanted it one good opportunity for people to kind of get a sense of who I am, you know, in totality. I didn't hatch from an egg and start loving hip hop. I've been around for a minute.
Well, keep up the great work.
That's good. And some of the other people that are going to feature on Being is Lisa Ray, Terry Vaughn, Michelle Williams, Tasha Cobbs, Jasmine Guy, Eva Marcel, and Brandy, Mona Scott Young,
kicking it
off, the creator of Love and Hip Hop.